The remnants of Hurricane Nate rolled through the area yesterday with a beneficial soaking rainfall. Winds at times gusted between 30 and 40 miles an hour. Rainfall was heavier across portions of western New York, where some spots picked up over 2 inches of rain. Across our area, we averaged around an inch or so, though the amounts actually varied quite a bit from half an inch to about an inch and a half. Today, things are quiet. It's a pleasant autumn day across the region, with temperatures that are still on the mild side, running above seasonable levels, but the humidity levels are way down, and if you are looking ahead to weather a little more typical for this time of year, at least in terms of how it feels, that's coming up here over the next few days. Right now, we have some clouds in our area. A little batch of clouds has moved through during the day. Moving into tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies. It'll be pleasant tonight, not cool by any means for this time of year, though if you have the windows open this afternoon, you may want to consider closing them before you go to bed, as it will chill down into the upper 40s and low 50s across most areas tonight. A few areas of fog are likely as the night moves along. So we'll move into tomorrow with some fog to start. That will burn off or lift. We'll have some sunshine during the morning. Clouds, though, will increase through the day as our next disturbance approaches our area. That's going to ride to our south late tomorrow. So as the disturbance comes in, we will increase our chances for rainfall tomorrow. So be sure you have that umbrella with you as you leave the house in the morning. It won't be raining then, but it's likely to be at least threatening by tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the 50s and 60s, so that's a little more typical for October. That disturbance will then be pushed back down to the south tomorrow night into Thursday as high pressure builds across eastern Canada. And it's that high pressure area that's going to help to reinforce this cooler push of air for the rest of the week. It's also going to help dry things out on Thursday. So we're looking for maybe some clouds left over Thursday morning, increasing sunshine through the day. Temperatures reach the upper 50s and low 60s. So now we're getting back into this jacket type weather. And temperatures on Friday again will likely be in the upper 50s and low to perhaps mid-60s across our area. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening rain, high 55 to 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening rain, high 55 to 60. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening rain, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon and evening rain, with highs in the lower 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and some morning clouds with highs in the 50s to lower 60s, and on Friday partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to lower and mid 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.